Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What was the general manager's name? Whatever.
Myers. Bob Myers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Why would you even let me answer? What, did I have laryngitis? What was that?
I'm not sure what that was or where it was.
Where were you?
Tip off at 6 o'clock in case you haven't heard. That game's getting started an hour earlier, so make sure you be in your seats by 6 for tip off. Earlier in the show, we had Bob Myers on, former president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors, and talked about this series and other things. And the first question I asked him was, what's been standing out most about the Houston Rockets Golden State Warriors series?
Physicality of the series would be the thing that jumps out to me. I mean, I think what differentiates it, it's a real physical series, and not that surprising, but just seeing it through the first five games on a night-in, night-out basis is pretty... I like it. I know people think it's too much. I'd rather have too much than not enough of the physical type of play. It kind of separates players that are able to get through that and play through it and make difficult shots, and I think it makes for a compelling watch. I know it doesn't look pretty at times, but I just really like the effort, and I, you know, it's not, people want to say it's 80s. This is an 80s basketball. Guys are moving all over the place, taking a ton of threes still. I enjoy it, but I think as far as this series, Steiny versus other series, the level of physicality on the defensive side, I do think sets it apart.
Wow. I'm with you, Bob, and I love it. And you know, I missed the 90s and the 80s, damn it. But I want to ask you about Steph Curry, and you know this better than anybody. He's presidential, right? He has not once went to the press after games and talked about the physicality or guys going after his hand. But that's what I want to ask you about, Bob. I know it's about tonight, but if they get past tonight, just that rap that's on his hand, how big of a deal do you think that is moving forward for the Warriors to try to accomplish their ultimate goal?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. It doesn't look like it's affecting his shot, but it may be affecting the turnovers. And again, he hasn't said this to me. I don't know if he would even say it to anybody. I have to believe it affects something. And then this is not, I mean, the fact that the guy's playing through it is the first thing I would say, just crediting his toughness and kind of fortitude. It's not nothing, Goo. It's not that it's who cares, you put a wrap on it. So, what degree is it bothering him? It does look like his shot. I don't see him shooting differently, but maybe some of the criticism he's getting for the turnovers. And again, love the fact that he doesn't make excuses. One of my favorite, you know, I'm obviously not alone in saying he's probably one of my favorite people ever to be around and work with and watch play basketball. I love the fact that he's not using it as an excuse, but you guys have played basketball, or people listening, come on, you get that on your hand, it's going to affect you in some capacity.
Yeah, Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations and general manager of the Golden State Warriors. Bob, if you're a Warrior fan, and you're watching Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph, and we know how experienced they are, but also how old they are. I mean, is that the story for the Golden State Warriors, essentially what it boils down to, is can those guys hold up?
Probably. I mean, if you want to kind of simplify the narrative, yeah. I mean, if you want to really narrow it down, and there's more things. I mean, you can, role players still matter, and guys like Pajemski, and what can he do, and Moody, and everybody coming off the bench, and Heald, is he going to make threes, and Post, is, you know, whoever Steve's deciding to play, are they going to contribute? And you've seen games where they have, and you've seen games where they haven't. But yeah, look, I mean, the more I watch these playoffs, I'm curious to see what you guys think. I find myself thinking of closers, right? In baseball, when you have that lead, like the Yankees used to bring in Mariano Rivera in a close game and just shut the door. I think the Warriors still have elite closers. And you have to throw Draymond into that because you saw him close on the defensive side. You watch these games, you watch Brunson last night. I think these games, the margin for error is small amongst a lot of these series. These are good series. A lot of these series, including this one, are great basketball if you're a basketball fan. But the reason I think the Warriors have won the games that are close, and I think have the edge in any game that is close, is because you probably got one of the best closers ever to do it in Curry. You've got a guy in Jimmy Butler who not only is he not afraid of the moment, he embraces these big moments and elevates his game. And then Draymond, not offensively, but just as far as making winning plays, is one of the best to ever do that. And proven. These are proven. And I'm not saying Houston can't do that too, but they don't have that track record of guys to do it. Maybe one day they will, or maybe they'll prove me wrong. Maybe if Şengün makes that shot, we're saying something else. Wow. But the Warriors have done it. And so, Matt, I do think it comes down to, if you're talking about this series and beyond, yeah. I mean, as those guys go, the team will go.
Bob, I know you're not a psychologist, but you've been around the games and players, so I want to run this by you. Steinie and I the other day said, hey, we're impressed by the Rockets, and I am. I mean, they've shocked me. They haven't quit, and we called them offensively challenged, and then they come out in Game 5 and score 131. Kerr waves the white flags, and then the backups kind of make the game closer. And, Bob, a lot of people are calling saying, hey, you know, the Rockets kind of dropped the ball, and I'm thinking to myself, how much, you know, residue is there from game to game? Because if I'm the Rockets, yeah, that happened, but we knocked out your starters early. Where do you come out on that?
I think one thing I learned, Goo, being around the NBA and maybe Matt, you covering it, kind of in person covering it, not remotely, not from a blog, but a beat writer covering it. Goo, you'd be shocked how much these guys don't remember the last game.
Wow.
I mean, it's fascinating for people. Yeah. You have to understand, it's unbelievable. Even I didn't play in the NBA, so I still don't quite understand it. But you have to understand how little they care about the previous game, good or bad. So when you look at getting a blown out or even blowing somebody out, the natural reaction, and again, I'm not a psychologist either, but I'm a human being, is I just blew somebody out, I'm going to blow them out again. Or I watched my favorite team blow somebody out. Of course they're better. That's just not how it works. It's just not how it works. And each game is its own game. And that's why you've seen a sprinkling of a lot of different games. And you see that in every series. So I know it's human nature to look at the last game or even the game before that. And we overreact. We overreact strongly to all these things. And I actually asked Curry one time, I don't know what year it was, because he, you know, he has some games in the playoffs, even when it was those dynastic teams, where he would not have his best game. And the media would come down on him, and he'd hear it, because it gets louder as you go further in the playoffs. And I asked him, I said, how do you not hear it? And he looked at me and said, you can't. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't. And he said, but at the same time, I can't hear it when they love me too. So that's the science. That's the emotional maturity of maybe a veteran team. You talk about the advantage of going through it. You better believe Jimmy Butler's been called great, awful in a 3-day span. So has Curry. So has Draymond Green. Have the Rockets been through that? Maybe Van Vliet. He's a champion. Maybe Dylan Brooks in some respects, but a lot of their players haven't. So I would just tell you, Goo, whatever it is, however many hours from now, 7 hours, they're not going to be thinking about what happened 48 hours ago. They're just not going to be doing it.
Bob Myers joining us on 95.7 The Game, former president of basketball operations and GM of the Golden State Warriors. He's now working for ESPN. I'm not asking you to go deep into the Rockets, but I just think they're an interesting team because of direction. You look at the Warriors. We know the direction they're going on. They're going to live with their vets. They're going to ride their vets until they can't. Houston's got like six guys who are 22 years old. And I'm looking at this team thinking, man, if they're well coached and they're committed, they could be really good. But they are lacking things that, maybe a scorer is one of them. My question is how do you know what the direction is that you want to take with a team, particularly like this? I mean, are you okay with them losing in the first round of their first ever playoff series and will grow from it? Or do you look and say, nope, we're not good enough, we got to make changes?
I want to ask you, I want to hear what you guys think too. I think there's only one question about the Rockets team, to make it simple. Do they have a guard, a ball-handling guard, that can create a shot for himself or a teammate at the end of the game, and is elite at it? Okay, so that is what's missing from this team. Now, and that's not to knock, but Jalen Green, he's a very good – he's not there yet, right? You've seen the inconsistency. Van Vliet, he's trying his best. He's a very good player, but I don't think he's what I'm talking about as far as getting to that next level. So if you're the GM, and I guess I could ask you guys too, when we lost to the Spurs in 2012 in the second round, or the Clippers, you could see that Curry – and by the way, it's easy for people to think now, of course. There was questions, right? But you could see that he could be that guy. You could see it. You could see that this guy can close a game. And on Houston – if you, me and Guru were in the front office, we'd be saying, is that guy on the roster or is he not? And then you might, I don't even know what you'd say. You might say, yeah, I think Jalen Green can get there. That's really the question. Is Jalen Green going to get there? Because if you and Guru or me say, we don't think so, that's where you really have to look at it and say, well, Shangun's going to do his part to be a number two scorer and he's very good. But who's the guard that's going to be that guy? And if it's not Jalen Green, then it changes the equation.
Right.
Wow, good stuff. Bob, let me ask you this, because when the Warriors were 25 and 26, I'm a fan, and I was in on LaVine, whoever, you get somebody, Jimmy Butler, yes. But I'm even shocked at, about the Jimmy effect. Can you walk us through your scorecard on when you heard it was a possibility and then what's transpired since? Are you at all, like, has it gone greater than you thought?
I was talking to Dunleavy about that, and I said, I don't need the drug. Dunleavy had known each other. Who's pushing the
that's
button?
Evan.
Yeah,
Evan. That's
okay,
your boy,
Evan. Me knowing Dunleavy for 20 years isn't a drug. It's not a name. It's like saying my buddy, kind of, okay? So we'll just leave it at that. Okay, so Mike, my friend, we're talking about Jimmy. And I said I asked the same question. And he said, it helps that I played with him. Because I said the same thing. There's certain players that are winners and you actually don't want to deal with. And Jimmy Butler's a guy, when you're playing against him, you don't want to deal with that guy. He's just a winner. He's a competitor. So to get him on your team, I knew he'd help. But I didn't know to the degree. And Mike said, he just knew. He wasn't being arrogant about it. He said, this is what this guy is. And also for Mike, he heard the noise. It also clarified the path, right? There's no more kind of wondering young guys. It was, this guy's 35. It gives Steph and Draymond a chance. And if you talk to Steph, he just wants a chance.
Wow.
And I know that everybody – of course, wants a championship up there, and that's what the goal is. But if you ask Steph, of course, that's what he wants. But there were moments during the season where he probably felt like this team wasn't making the playoffs. And I think Jimmy, and you saw what it did to Steph's numbers, not just on the court, but off the court. I think Steph would say, "I got a shot," and at his point in his life and what he's accomplished, that's all he's wanting is a shot. And he's got one. And Jimmy gives you that. And it's been great. And Mike did a great job. And it was a great trade. Fantastic trade. I think the fans are seeing that, and it's just invigorated everybody. It's been really fun to watch how well he's done there.
Mm. Bob Myers joining us on 95 game, former president of basketball operations and general manager of the Warriors. And I gotta ask you this, and I usually ask you stuff like this, but so what's going on with you right now? You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
As far as, like, what, my body? I'm sore all the time.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We're supposed to hoop too, Bob. Yeah,
no, I was hoping for the pause. No, I mean, look, you were one of the best. You were one of the best at what you did. You orchestrated four titles, and now you stepped away, and it's year two. And there's been openings, and your name gets out there. Oh. I mean, I'm just where are you at right now?
I'll give you an answer because we've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
I think you, Matt, probably more than many people, I think, besides people that have done it, have an idea of what a GM does. I think you do. You know Travis well. You and I have talked. There's an idea of what a GM does, and then there's a reality of what a GM does. When you sign up to be a general manager, it is not just a job. At least the way I felt, it was responsibility to that community. You're a steward. I felt when the team lost, I'd let the city down. Now, that could be my own problem. So you carry this weight. I did. I carried this weight of responsibility, which is tremendous, which is powerful, and I loved it. But there's a cost to it, right? And so by the way, the team did fantastic. I couldn't have asked for a better experience and loved all the people I worked with. But got to a point with me where I just realized that what was required, I couldn't give. And I've said this before. And so I didn't feel like it was fair. Forget about me and my family and my wife and kids, more to the people I worked with, because no different than being on the basketball court, you got to hold up your end. And if you're not, the way I would do it, or I would be, is I would respect either of you if you were playing with me and you said, I can't do my job. I wouldn't like that. I'd try to convince you otherwise, but if that's what you said, I would respect that. So I could not, it wasn't fair to the people I worked with if I couldn't give it what was required. So that was the reason. I think I've said that before. Now, unless I can get that back, then I can't do it again. And maybe I can. I imagine I probably will. I miss the competition. Losing bothers me, probably more than it should. And winning doesn't excite me as much as it should. And that is not a good calculus for being a general manager. So I got to figure that out. Gotten better at it. But I think, Matt, wrong answer, probably not as specific as you want, but I do think that'll bubble up and come back around. But until that's there, the reasons are the same as before.
Interesting.
The man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So it sounds to me like you're not ready to jump back in now, but down the line, if a nice job came and you got the offer and you liked it, you'd take it.
Yeah, I mean, if you and Goo pool some money, I could work for you guys.
I tell you what, Bob, I want to ask you about being proactive. The matchup possibly for the Warriors if they close this series out. You know, which team you think would give the Warriors the most problems? But before I do, if you do get hired and you need a guy with a 1.43 IQ, you know, maybe scout or something, I'm available, B, because you called me, and I'm going to produce that test. It's coming,
listen,
Bob.
Listen to me. We got witnesses here. We got a lot of witnesses. Here's the deal. If I get another job, and you pass an IQ test at 143, will hire you.
It's coming.
I will hire you, and we can decide what title you get and what your compensation is.
Oh boy!
But here's the thing. It just got to be the 143 or obviously better. Obviously, you can go anything above 143.
Wow.
You're good.
It's coming, Bob.
Is that a deal?
It's a deal, baby. It's a deal. Right. I can't wait. Stoney and Evan, I'm leaving.
You'll do the test. Steinmetz will be the proctor.
There you go.
On air. You know, he'll be on the show, and you'll be in the little side room taking this test. So we have a controlled environment. Oh, buddy.
How about that's Minnesota good. If the next round or just in the – how
Dude,
big
we
of a –
you can't go to the next round. This is –
thank you.
Oh,
in here
man.
And stop this guy.
Wow.
Can you stop him?
Is that what we're doing?
What are we doing? Do you want to go to the next round after that, Goose? Or if we beat – should we go to the Oklahoma City winner, the Denver Clippers series? Should we do that?
Well, Bob, I mean, we're what? What did you say? 6-7 hours away from if the Warriors win, we know who they play. And I just kind of want to – I can taste it. How big of a task would it be taking down the T-Wolves?
Okay. I know. Okay. But, you strike me as a guy that is good at being in the moment. Let's just be here.
All right. Wow.
Right? Let's just be here. Can we do that?
You got it.
Just be here. And then, look, hopefully, you can be there tomorrow.
I got you. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, appreciate your time. We know you got a lot going on. And, love having you on as always, and talk to you soon.
You guys do a really good. I told you this before, but
go ahead though.
Just so everybody hears it, you guys do a great job. You guys are really good, and I hope you appreciate the fact you get to work together you guys are really good together. Even though that one day Steiny who stayed and you left, you had an appointment, you said or something like that.
Networking, Bob. Yeah. Dude, the modern day Norm Peterson, man. He was networking.
Yeah. Networking's a big umbrella, Bob.
All right, fellas.
All right, man. Take care. All right, Bob. All right, that was Bob Myers from earlier today.
Cool cat, man.
The great Gary Radnich.
The man, the legend.
Would call Bob Myers. He's a good sport. He's a good sport. That was one of...
I was able to share the mic with Gary Radnich, man. He had me in studio.
God, I couldn't think of a one-liner fast enough.
But what would it be? But that's
my
awesome.
Point.
Yeah. Why did Evan do the... I'm bragging.
Do the drop. Now, say, what did you say again?
I was able to have the pleasure to share the mic with Gary Radnich for an hour.
Who called in sick? Okay, let me do it. Ask again. I'll see if I can come up with something better.
I was a guest on Gary Radnich's show for an hour. I had the pleasure of having that honor.
Oh, that Sunday night show at midnight?
It was his show.
I can't do this.
Bay TV.
You're just... Hey, Guru,
come to the game with me.
Was this pre or post Guru?
Pre.
This is when he...
No, I was Guru. Pete Franklin dubbed me Guru, but I got on Gary's show. Yeah.
Damn.
Evan, I got the VHS and had two female friends with me. I was single, ready to mingle. My life. I'm leaving this joint. I got a job offer today.
I kind of remember when you made that appearance. And
do you for real?
Yeah, I thought it was nice you brought your daughter and her friend.
I'm not in the yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What do we got here? We got game time coming
and
up.
And we got Willard and Dibbs from the concourse. Yeah. It's action.
Apparently, Willard and Dibbs are broadcasting their show live inside Chase Center.
I'm going to go see them soon.
You know, it's going to. One of the reasons they picked Chase Center was because it's so nice and quiet. Great place to do a broadcast from. And, I'm kidding.
That's about three jokes in a row that have bombed. Well, time is break, Evan.
We got about a minute.
You got time for another one?
888. Take my wife, please.
Dude, let's play it.
Go ahead, Goo.
Oh, he cut it off. All right. That does something.
I just need the drums.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. And we'll get back into game six on the other side. If you want to talk about it, we're here for you. We're going to get into more details about this game tonight. And I'm looking forward to it. I've looked forward to
all these playoff games.
Mm-hmm. They've been great this year. And I think one of the reasons they've been great is because you don't quite know what to expect from either of the teams in this series. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll be back on the other side.
Guru here, and Steiny, you know there are two things I love, sports and Prize Picks. And now you have the opportunity to turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to the basketball championship series. And right now, Prize Picks will enter you in a Take-Two ticket sweepstake, which could get you and a plus one, get this, a VIP trip to the ship. Let's go. And right now, if you listen to me, you got action because I'm hot. Three in a row, and tonight, Pods will have more than 6.5 assists, as I believe the Warriors will close out the Rockets at home. And now, starting every weekend with the Flex Friday, make sure you opt in and tap the checkbox in your lineup builder to be eligible for the protected play. What's that? You choose squares from any game on the board, and if your lineup does not win, you get your net losses back in promo funds up to your promo limit as soon as the lineup settles. Wow. Download the app today and use code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957. Stay hot. Again, Pods will have more than his assist total. Let's go. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. My nephew, Gavin Newsom.
That's a weird assumption.
This is James Wiseman. Now back to Steiny and Guru.
Let's hope the Warriors are more focused tonight than Goo.
Please. Why did Evan go Wiseman?
And that's what life's about.
Yeah.
He went Wiseman because...
The big man, the big ticket. He could rap.
I'm going to be honest. It's between Moody and Curry, and I haven't gotten rid of it.
Oh, wow.
I missed.
I love him, man.
You know, keep that one. Stinny. The only way anybody's going to remember him.
Remember he called you Stinny? Stinny and Guru.
No, hey, fun. It's Jermichael Green with the Golden State Warriors. Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Where is he?
He's not in the league anymore, I don't think.
You're guessing.
Jermichael.
This offseason.
You know what? He's not in the league anymore. Prove me wrong.
Give me a minute.
Okay.
All right.
We got enough greens in this series.
That's true,
that's
we do.
Nice.
Let's go to, he stiffed us earlier in the show. He stiffed us, but he's now been holding for a while. Let's go to Jason in Philly. Jason, what's going on, man?
What up, guys?
Hey.
I don't know what happened earlier, but my apologies.
It's all good, baby.
Accepted.
Yeah, looking clean, Goo, looking clean over there.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
You're welcome. I just wanted to say, you all were talking about whether fatigue has caught up to the Warriors. And I don't think it's fatigue, guys. I think it's just roster construction. Mm. We made this mistake earlier when we were talking about Curry. And earlier in the year, the word was, oh, we can really see his age. He's not able to put up points like he used to. And as soon as you elevate the talent around him, he looks like the same old Curry. And I think the same thing is happening here. Like, this isn't a championship roster. And we're relying a lot on Dre, Jimmy, and Steph to elevate the back end of the roster. And that takes a lot of sharpness and attention to detail and mental energy more so than physical energy, I think, making sure players are in the right spot and doing what they need to do. So I think that's kind of what we're seeing. And like Kerr said earlier, they've been playing playoff basketball for about a month, you know, before the playoffs began. So I think that's what we're seeing. But I think they will win tonight. And it'll be good for them to at least get a couple of days going into Minnesota to get everybody organized.
Wow.
Yeah. Appreciate the call, Jace.
Yeah, let's hope he's right, Stoney. I told you I was at a 9. Where are you? If you had to, like, how do you read this game? You don't got to give me a like a score, but do you feel like, you know what, dude, things would really have to go bad for the Warriors to lose this one?
I would not bet against the – first of all, let's take the spread
okay,
out of
gotcha.
It. Yeah, I wouldn't bet against the Warriors tonight. But, you know, Goon, you've been around as long as me. You've seen it all. And
Stop it.
You never know. That's what I'll say. Jermichael Green, by the way, last played.
October 10th, 2024, he retired. I beat you to it.
Yeah, he hasn't
Well, he might not be retired, but he's not in the league.
It no, says retired.
Where?
Right here.
It said 2023-24 did not play, unsigned, so he didn't play. He hasn't played for 2 years.
At this point, we all know I need readers. You're right.
You can get them really stylish.
My boy Relaford has them. I might give in, but
dude.
Listen, Danny Green, it's right below, retired in October 10th, 2024. And I thought that was Jermichael Green.
I want to say I told Danny Green he was retired, and he said, well, I'm not.
He didn't like
then
that.
He was.
We had him on last year.
Dude,
he was an insider.
Like that, man.
And you spoke about him like he was retired, and you said, well, I'm still working out.
He didn't like that. Sorry, D.
Yeah. He's a good.
You, gotta wait. You rub people the wrong way.
Although, to be fair, he was retired.
Yeah, exactly.
He was the last.
Another thing I was clearly right about.
Yeah. Remember our first introduction with pods? Here you go. You know, that haircut, you couldn't get in the military.
Well, he went to a military academy.
Evan and I looked at each other like, we'll fix it, Stoney. What up?
Yeah. And yet, pods and I are close to this day. I'm just saying. Murillo and Petaluma. Oh, boy. Somebody's going to take a victory lap here. Watch.
What's up,
hey,
baby?
Murillo, how you doing, man?
We'll see.
Sounds like you don't know me, Stoney. I don't have a 143, and I don't take victory laps because I don't predict.
Wow.
I think that's a fool's errand. But, Goo,
what's up, baby?
Dapper, baby.
Hey, right on, man. That means
tonight.
A lot. Yeah, Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope you have fun. I'm about to coach some kids here. I'm excited for this game. And, look, two things I wanted to touch. I love when Jason calls because Jason is super intrinsic with his thoughts about basketball, and I like that. One thing I want to touch on what he said is also I'd like Steph to not bring the ball as much as he did in the past couple games because I think that's why the thumb injury is showing up when he has to pick the ball off the ground and he can go to that little too quick dribble to get out of the pressure and give the ball to someone behind that double team. So I think like that's where a lot of the turnovers are coming. One thing I wanted to touch on is this Oracle versus Chase because I agree with you, Stoney. My bottom line is, if your team stinks, it doesn't matter how loud the crowd is going to cheer. Nothing's going to be, you know, change the fact that they're not as good as the opponent. But one thing that I've learned is I grew up going to soccer games and bigger crowds, but I never felt like the crowd was making a difference in the game. I felt like, you know, the guys are so prepared for that. Those guys played through their lives, and it's an environment they're used to. So I feel like good players who know how to play under pressure, it doesn't matter what the crowd is doing. But in basketball, my very first game was the Steph Curry's debut. And since then, I've kind of changed my mind on that because I felt like there's something about the vibe that you create in basketball because you're so close to the players that it has an impact in how they're performing. Now, you're not going to make a good player, a bad player, a good player, but you can bring some energy. And I was on that Grizzlies game. Sorry for the long call, but I was on that Grizzlies game 6 a couple years ago. And, man, you could cut the atmosphere with a butter knife. So I hope the crowd is a little loose today so we can create that chaos basketball and bring one home, guys. Thank you for letting me go a little.
No,
a little long and happy weekend.
Yeah, good stuff.
Same to you, Marilla.
And I was with Marilla. I'm shocked. He must have not been listening when I said I want to see Curry more off the ball.
Yeah, and I was going to ask him if he knew you had said that earlier.
Oh.
And then if knowing that, would he still want to employ that strategy?
He shouted out Jason, the previous caller from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of licked some type of way. A little jealous?
Of who?
When he said he liked his thoughts, the caller before Marilla.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Something happened. I looked at you like, ah.
Well, he used the word intrinsic. And I'm a little jelly. I think he might have been introspective or he's interesting.
That's how he took it. Yeah.
He's intrinsic. I'm not sure if that quite worked, but you know what? I'm not here to be the grammar police.
What are we going to see from Pods tonight? What you think, Stoney? He plays at home, man. He'll seize the moment. If you tell me he has 4 threes tonight, Stoney, we win. That's how I look. I'm just like, and there's so many other guys. He could be GP2. We've seen it throughout the season. But Pods, Stoney, a starter.
Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, I never, I've always thought, not foolish, but those things where if Steph gets 25, if this happens, that happens. And I'll often revisit it after the game, and that won't happen, but the team still wins.
I gotcha.
I'm not saying, the Warriors would love 4 out of Pods tonight.
You think?
But, when he goes 2 for 9 and they win,
I was wrong.
Why?
Yeah.
Speaking of big nights, would you like to guess how many times in Curry's playoff career he's scored fewer than 20 points in 3 straight games?
This is phenomenal. I'm going to say, Evan, the guru computer has spat out 3.
0. 1.
One time. Would you like to guess which series that happened in? Or which year?
Not 2016. Against the Cavs.
Games 1 through 3 of the finals in 2016 is the only time he's scored fewer than 20 points in 3 consecutive playoff games. And they won 2 of them.
What were his numbers in those games? You have them in front?
Wow, man.
Where'd you come up with that? Or did you just look at all his game logs?
Well, I was about to place a wager later tonight.
Oh, my man, yeah.
And so I was curious how many times he's had essentially 3 stinkers in the playoffs in a row. And so I went down the list of his games, and the only time I could find where he didn't score, he scored 20 and then fewer than 20, but he's never scored fewer than 23 straight games. He had 11 in game 1 of the finals. That's when I think Livingston led them in points. They won by 20. Game 2, they won by 40, and he had 18. And then game 3, he had 19, and that was the first game they lost in that series.
That is wow, Stoney.
Yeah,
he wasn't going to win. Had they won it, he wouldn't go get finals MVP.
Well, but it's still indication that, I look at that as that's why he's a great player. They're up 20. It's not a game he's going to try to get cheapies like other players.
Give me the other
league.
2 put games in.
They won by 40 on game 2.
They also lost by 30 in game 3.
Yeah,
that's what I meant. The other 2 performances outside that one. We got a reason why when they won. I get that. But the other 2.
They were blowouts is what I'm hearing. 2 of them, right?
Yeah. Well, so essentially the point is the only games that he hasn't scored 20 in 3 consecutive times, all 3 of which in the postseason were blowouts.
Yeah.
All right.
So I do feel confident that Curry's not going to score fewer than 20 tonight.
Man, I like that thinking, E.
But if he does, then that means this was a blowout. One way or the other. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jim in San Jose. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good. You guys are great.
Oh, hey, wow.
I'd like to buy a Pat Spencer bobblehead. I think, after the headbutt.
It's pretty good.
You figure he's 6'3". Shingun is... says he's 6'11", he's probably 7 foot. They never like to mark it down to 7 foot. He couldn't even reach the guy's head unless Shingun got down. And you got to give Pat Spencer a break because he's a lacrosse guy. They wear helmets in lacrosse. And, you know, he just forgot he didn't have his helmet on. Shingun's lucky he didn't, Pat Spencer didn't have his stick with him or he'd really be in trouble.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for the call. Pat Spencer was a tough cookie. He's bigger than 6'3".
I don't think he is.
He's 6'5".
Snotty, stop.
He's 6'5". Yeah. He's huge.
They're hooking him up.
Basketball references.
Have you ever played lacrosse? Can you say, you know, Goo, I know what it's like to play. I have not.
I've thrown a lacrosse ball with a lacrosse stick.
I know Jim Brown, the great Jim Brown, he's played lacrosse. Rest in peace.
He was one of the best lacrosse collegiate players ever.
Yeah.
Yes, but...
What?
He played in an era.
Oh, my God.
He played in an era where...
I hope there's no lacrosse experts
out there. He played in an era where you were allowed to use the stick and trap the ball to your body. Trap it. Nobody could get it out. They changed that rule. You had to keep it off your body.
Well, it's like saying Ronnie Lott's not a great cornerback because he played in an era where he could knock guys' heads off.
No doubt. No doubt.
Not quite the
same.
Don't
diminish how good he was.
Who?
Jimmy. Lacrosse.
No.
So you've never played, though?
He was playing against plumbers.
Hey, that's what I forgot about Reddick yesterday. Maybe that was eating at me, too. He made that comment.
You think I don't talk to my assistants?
You know what? I mean,
I'm out.
He played Maxi Kleba in an elimination game.
And you had a 6'8 dude on the bench. I don't care if dude had one hand. I would have ran him out there just because you're 6'8 and we're getting pounded. He is the – Evan, you've met these people. And you might work with one that think they're so damn smart they want to prove it.
Yeah, like, I hate people like that.
I thought Kyle was like that. He's not. Shanahan.
Well, because he coaches a home team. So you wouldn't say that about a coach in the Bay.
He's also been a coach before he was a coach.
This guy just irks me sometimes. But I'm the same guy that said, gosh, I get fired. Remember that?
The point remains. You've lost a little focus in the last hour or two.
Please. I've helped this
show. That's a text I got.
I came in. I didn't like your vibe as soon as I walked in.
Guru checked out the moment he heard Bob would give him a job offer.
I'm really dude.
You better get lucky on that test.
I told the missus, put the house up. We might be out of here.
The abracadabra strategy.
If any of those questions are
essay
questions.
The day I wear a suit, I get the job offer.
It's not an offer.
I'm going to pass the test. You will be nowhere where I take a test. You are the black cat of my life.
He said I have to proctor. I'll keep the clock because you have to finish those in a certain amount of time.
You've been there for my worst
moment. And you're not leaving the room. You can't leave the room because I don't know what you'll be up to. So I'll...
Oh, boy.
Give me the proctor.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Hayward. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, I called the other day about this Brooks guy, man. Come on. He's going to get on team on that pub, talking about he's trying to hurt Steph. No matter. This guy got history of hurting one of our players. He got history of hurting everybody else. And his coach from Houston, he a dirty coach. That's why he ain't in Boston no more. The guy's ethics is not good. It's the one thing to be aggressive. But to talk that kind of stuff on public radio station?
Yeah. Hey,
and,
Mike.
And NBA, and everybody don't do nothing about it?
Mike. Mike, I got to ask you a question. I'm assuming clearly you don't like Draymond Green either, right?
I love Draymond Green.
What's the difference?
Draymond Green got consequences for most of the stuff that he did.
Okay, I hear that. Wildstein.
But they're both dirty, right, Mike?
Draymond's not.
They're dirty, but this guy is talking about intentionally trying to hurt somebody and admitting it before the game. Draymond don't do that.
Thanks, Mike.
And that's why Curry's not doing it. And Kerr told Willard and Dibbs, Donnie, he didn't just call out – he did it brilliantly. He didn't just call out Brooks. He said it's a league-wide epidemic where you're following through, hitting the guy's hand. But what did Udoka say that Sunday they came in and beat us? If you talk about it, we're winning. because it's bothering you. And I'm wondering if that's why Curry's got the volume on zero in regard to, I ain't tripping. We got to just go play.
By the way, since the Brook stuff has come up recently, someone found this on social media, but in 2017, Harden came into a game against the Warriors with an injured left wrist. Draymond slapped at his wrist intentionally during the game and then admitted he did it because it was hurt.
No, welcome to the world of sports. Player has injury. We go after it. What am I missing? I love you for that. Listen, Dylan Brooks is a disciple of Draymond. Draymond respects this dude, and his offensive package is, I'm telling you, he could play on my team. I don't think he's trying to hurt the chef.
If this from the 650, if you love Draymond Green, you can't hate Brooks.
And there, we got to tell
Willard
that. You can't
like one
or
the other.
We got to tell Will that.
You tell him. I'm scared of him.
Why?
He's big. He's 6'3".
Is it his intelligence, though,
no,
that scares
no,
you?
No, it's not.
No, let's talk. I think that might be it, Stani.
Couldn't find his butt with a GPS.
<It's not.
laughs> Where is Priest? Watch the game, baby. Call us Monday.
Priest is done. He's done with the Warriors.
Well, it was Kerr. Remember, the Kerr was his issue.
Steve's in Charlotte. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing
hey.
Well, thanks.
Hey, I don't know if anyone brought this up before, but back in 2013, you remember when George Karl kind of put the hit out on Steph, you know, when he had the bad ankle and he had Kenneth Faried and those guys? And remember Iguodala telling Mark Jackson on the sidelines, hey, I'm not in for this stuff. These guys are trying to hurt Steph, and then Iguodala joins the Warriors the next year. And that's when, you know, remember Jackson said, hey, I don't co-sign that famous quote. I don't co-sign what Carl's doing on the other side. So to me, it's a very, very similar situation. I didn't agree with it then. I don't agree with it now. I think you're right. It's a show of weakness, and there's no place for it. I mean, it gets done all the time. It's done in football. It's done in all sports, but there's no place for it. It's bad karma. And Houston's going out tonight. Absolutely. There's no place for it.
Thank you, Steve. Charlotte.
Because he does have a... Go ahead.
I don't remember that specifically about
the Manimal Faried. Remember
the
that?
The only thing I remember is when George Karl called Iguodala a mole.
I'll never forget that
one. A mole. I actually...
Did Iggy really say, I'm not out here for that, huh?
I don't remember that specifically.
Heavy. I do know George Karl's been pretty active on Twitter lately.
Dude, he is going after... Maybe you need some coaching experience, Redick. He didn't put Redick, but you know what he meant. I will say this. There is one clip going. I think it's game three where Curry's shooting a three and you kind of see Dylan Brooks having a little fun with that hand, even if it's dead. But other than that, are there a lot of clips maybe I'm missing, Evan Stani, that you've seen to where you're like, oh, Dylan. That's why they call you Villain Brooks.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you can find those. I mean.
But I haven't watched one game where I said that was ultra dirty.
Hey,
because what he did to GP2 could have been. That could have gotten a tunnel and went Rick Fox, Doug Christie.
You know, one thing I've realized, two people can see the same thing and think entirely differently.
Especially you in court.
No, I'm talking about...
That's a six.
I do not think Dylan Brooks is trying to hurt anybody.
Wow.
Mark Willard thinks he is trying to hurt somebody. So, you know,
but the Draymond, can agree to disagree. I like your rebuttal for the Draymond. You can't hate Dylan or dislike Dylan.
That was a text, but yeah.
But that's, man. Because we love Dre, but you come on now.
Well.
What you mean?
There's a lack of grit.
Dude, this is an epic game. Yeah, Evan. If something happens when it gets turned off, though.
I don't know.
Well, there's copyright issues. So.
Oh, really?
I just grabbed the drums.
So the legal laws have changed since the Sacramento game 3 years ago. Because we were playing that sucker start to finish.
You were in a zone.
There were extenuating circumstances that day. I'm not going to do it. See, Warrior fans think I like to stick it to them. I don't.
Oh,
if I really wanted to stick it to them, I'd start singing.
I'll tell you what.
And you'd get blown out tonight. You know it.
I'll tell you what. I'm assuming the dub, no pun intended.
Of course you are.
But as great as this series has been, and I think it's been great theater, it's just going to get better with what's about to happen next if the Warriors handle business.
Well, it's still going to get better even if the Warriors lose the series.
Not for me.
The playoffs will continue,
yeah,
believe
it
or not.
But no, we won't cover it like we're covering it now.
We're not covering it.
Hey, I'm going to the game tonight, Jack.
That's right.
So are you, Steiny.
I do appreciate the laugh, but you got to show up. People are looking for you.
Nobody's looking for me.
The show's never been healthier. No. Go out and show your face.
No. Like, that's not who I am anymore. I've moved on.
If there was a Pilsner somewhere, you would show up.
It's not that funny, Evan.
That's how you get the cat. Oh, boy.
Just a little nip.
Yeah.
One of the things you'll find out is when you get to be my age, there's things you just got. You got to pack it in. You just got to pack it in.
This is you're in your prime when it comes to
no.
The players get old. We don't.
Steiny.
What?
You got to come in.
That is Evan told you
got
the other day
to come in.
I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. Warriors happen to somehow, some way survive this series. Maybe I'll go to a game. Next series.
Because your best friend's coming to town. Come on.
You know what? I'm nipping that crap in the bud.
I feel
soon.
Like you coach Minnesota. You got the hair. You got the stories. He's from the same hood. Just it's cool, Steiny.
We're not
You're Finchy to me.
We're not best friends.
Minnesota!
Although, man, he's been texting the hell out of me lately. Kidding?
Three tickets.
All right, we got crossover on the other side. Willard and Dibbs coming to you live from the concourse at Chase on 95.7 The Game.